Well, this week, the week of September 12th through the 16th, is recognized as Lifeline Awareness Week by the Iowa Utilities Board. Yesterday afternoon, I had a chance to visit with Don Tormey, who's the communications manager of the Iowa Utilities Board. Unfortunately, some technical difficulties didn't allow us to be able to share that conversation with you here this morning, but it is an important bit of information, so I wanted to share some of that with you anyway. Some of the things that we talked about with Don yesterday include Lifeline Awareness Week. And during Lifeline Awareness Week, the Iowa Utilities Board is trying to remind Iowans that having communications access can mean the difference between social connection and complete isolation. The Iowa Utilities Board helps to join with the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners, along with the National Association of State Utility Consumer Advocates and the Federal Communications Commission, to promote that Lifeline program. Now, what is the Lifeline program? Well, Lifeline offers discounts of up to $5.25 per month for voice service, or up to $9.25 per month for broadband or bundled voice and broadband service bills for those residents who qualify and who participate in certain public assistance or veterans pension programs or meet the income guidelines. The access to broadband and phone services helps to provide Iowans with a vital connection to emergency personnel, to healthcare providers, to community and job resources, along with family and friends. So qualifying low-income residents who need some assistance paying for monthly voice or broadband bills are encouraged to apply to the Federal Lifeline Program to see about potential financial assistance. Those federal programs do offer you an opportunity to be able to get some assistance for that. Now, also, there's a complimentary program as well. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and that's also available to qualifying participants. Now, that Affordable Connectivity Program can help to provide a monthly discount on broadband services of up to $30 per eligible household, with an additional subsidy to permit customers to purchase a computer or a tablet at a discount. And the participating broadband service provider also received funds directly from that Affordable Connectivity Program. Now, there are more details about those programs, too. As far as the Lifeline Assistance Program for phone and internet service, we mentioned that it's a program that's available to help lower the monthly cost of telephone service, internet, or bundled services for low-income households. And that enables Iowans to stay connected in that way. Now, those eligible households, as we mentioned, can get up to $9.25 off the monthly cost of phone, internet, or bundled services. And households on tribal lands can receive a discount of up to $34.25 per month and up to a $100 reduction for first-time connection charges. Now, for instructions on how to apply, you can find that out online. There's an opportunity there, some clickable links. If you go to the Iowa Utilities Board website, which is iub.iowa.gov, then you can find clickable links under the Lifeline and Affordable Connectivity Assistance Programs. They'll give you instructions on how to apply. You can do that online through a phone or internet company, and you can click on the link. You can also apply by mail. There's a clickable link there as well. Now, in addition, there are also some qualifying factors there, too. We talked about the income guidelines and those types of things. But in addition, also only certain companies participate in that. It does look like there are a whole lot of them, though. In fact, when I bring that up for the state of Iowa here, it looks like 348 different companies, phone companies and the like, participate. In this service. So you can pull that up and take a look at that list. It's an extensive list, and if you pull up the state of Iowa, you'll be able to take a look through and see if your local provider is indeed part of that program. And as I look through it right now, I see a number of area phone companies here locally that are a part of that program. So it's very likely that if you go through and take a look, that most of the area phone companies and those providers will be part of that program, so they will accept those opportunities, those discounts. So you can check that out again online, iub.iowa.gov, to find out more. Now, also, when it comes to that affordable connectivity program, that's an assistance program for internet service. We mentioned if the household is struggling to afford internet service, you can apply for that program. You can visit the website. It's acpbenefit.org, and then service providers can enroll consumers for the benefit through the National Lifeline Accountability Database as well. And the eligible households, as we mentioned, can receive up to $30 a month discount on internet service, and also a one-time discount of up to $100 for a laptop, tablet, or desktop computer with a copayment of between $10 and $50, and also a low-cost service plan that may be fully covered through the ACP. That's a separate non-FCC initiative. Additional no-cost plans could be available to those who enroll, and you can find more. I go online to a different website, too. It's called getinternet.gov, and you can find out more about that specific program as well. So lots of information about those programs are online for you to take a look at, and the Iowa Utilities Board helping to promote that event here this week, especially as they try to get the word out to folks that there are some other opportunities there for them to take an opportunity if you are fall into those categories, especially those low-income categories where it might be difficult. When it comes to connecting with folks, a lot of reasons to be able to do that. Of course, over the last few years, we found out how important it is to be able to have that connection, even when we're separated by a pandemic. We've learned a lot about getting together electronically and online. So it's important to have those services. Many folks do work from home. That's also another important thing. And of course, many children need access to the internet to be able to perform a lot of their homework activities and things as well with some of the electronic equipment that they're given at schools these days. So lots of reasons for folks to need that. And also here in the rural areas especially, where we might be a little bit more spread out, we've talked a lot this month, in fact just the other day, about suicide prevention. You know, you take a look at some of the issues involved with that particular issue with suicides, and so many times it's isolation that can cause some of those feelings of disconnect, and folks get frustrated and just get very lonely and consider other things. And, you know, this is one way to keep connected. It can, you know, with the social connection and the, if you don't have that, you get sometimes complete isolation with people. So it's important to have that communications access. So if you are interested in learning more about those two programs, again, the one is the Lifeline program and the other, the Affordable Connectivity program, you can check those out. They do offer discounts for folks who do qualify, and those discounts can be a help on the monthly bills for those programs. And in case of the Affordable Connectivity Program, also could be able to help purchase a computer or tablet at a discount as well to help with that connection issues. So check those out. And again, the best way to find that information is to go to the Iowa Utilities Board website. They provide that. Go to iub.iowa.gov. And once you're there, click on the Federal Lifeline and Affordable Connectivity Assistance Programs link. It's right there on the front page. And then that'll take you directly to that page where you can find the information that we shared here, along with those clickable links to find out more details about those different companies that provide Lifeline services here in Iowa, and also the online and mail-in application forms that you'll need to be able to check out. And you'll also be able to check your eligibility on there as well through a clickable link. So check that program out if you think that might be of help to you and to your family. And it is something that is available through help with the FCC and so many other organizations as well, and the Iowa Utilities Board helping to promote that. Again, disappointed that we had some technical issues in the recording that we did when I had my visit with Don Tormey of the Iowa Utilities Board, but still important information we wanted to share with you here this morning.